We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchos HaShachar, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Ches. In this first paragraph, Rav Nosson Sal is going to summarize a little what we've been doing the last few paragraphs, which will be good, so that everybody will hear it perfectly clear, the points he was trying to get across in the last few paragraphs, and then he's going to start building new buildings. V'nachzor l'inyoneinu. Rav Nosson Zal says, let's get back to the topic that we were dealing with. Shebepesach b'tchilas geulas Yisrael mimitzrayim, that on the holiday of Pesach, when the Jews were first coming out of Egypt as a nation, as a new nation, she'ikra al yedei he'oro mibechinas pidyananal. And as we learned earlier, the main geulas Mitzrayim was brought about through a light that Hashem shined down upon us, which was a type of pidyon, mibchinas raiva deraivan, and that light was coming from the highest place called raiva deraivan. Avol, however, ze loyhoyo efsher lahamshich oz bishleimus at shavuos. That great bright light that Hashem shined down upon us on the night of Pesach couldn't continue. It couldn't continue, and we couldn't even hold on to it until Shavuos. As we explained earlier, Vizuamas Mitzrayim Hoison Echezes Behen Moed, and the Tumah of Egypt was still very much attached to us. Alkain, that's why Hoyo Iker Hagula Al Yedei Shehim Shechaleim Heoras Hamoichin Beyachad. That's why the Geulas Mitzrayim came about by Hashem drawing upon us a light of Moichin together. The word Beyachad here means, because the Arizal says at that time Hashem gave us Moichin de Gadlus and Moichin de Katnus, all the different Moichin, Hashem beamed all of it at us in one shot, Beha'ora Atzuma Mo'oid, in an incredible bright light, Shaloi Keseder, not following the standard procedures. Usually when Hashem is giving a person light, it's done in a procedural way, step by step. First they get Moichin de Katnus, then Moichin de Gadlus, and there's all kinds of things. Here Hashem broke all the rules, and he went against standard procedure completely because of the nature of the emergency. It was an emergency. Hashem knew if he leaves us in Egypt one more second, we might hit a place of no return where he won't be able to take us out. So Hashem just turned on all the faucets in one shot and shined down on us all of the moichin, moichin de gadlus, shaloi keseder, just to get us out of there, to pull us out of Mitzrayim. Masha'ein kein b'shum eisuzman. Whereas this kind of thing doesn't take place any other time, afilu b'shabbos u'b'shvuos. Even on Shabbos and Shavuos, we never get blasted in this manner where all the moichin come at one shot, no procedure, no first, everything, and just dumped on us in a sense. So then hold on a second. Then is this bigger than Shabbos? Is the light that we received on the night of Pesach greater than Shabbos? Aval afal pikein, however, still, b'Shabbos u'Shavuos oilin ba'aliya yesera yoiser. On Shabbos, and especially Shabbos at Mincha, and on Shavuos, we experience a higher aliyah, a greater aliyah than on the night of Pesach. Ki oz oilin ad hadikna, because on Shabbos and Shavuos, we go up to a higher place than what we go up to on the night of Pesach. We go up to the beard, kaviyachol, bechinas raiva deraivin. In other words, on the night of Pesach, Hashem beamed down some of that light on us, but we were still downstairs. We were still millions of miles down. On Shabbos and Shavuos, all the worlds get elevated, and we get elevated also to the point where we go up to the place of Raiva Deraivin. Shemishom Iker HaPidyon Ho'elyon HaKoilanal. That's the place where that highest pidyon, which is Koilel, all 24 courts, takes place. Ukemuvon Umevur Bekavonasu Arizal. All of this is explained very well in the writings of the Arizal. Ayin Shom Heitev. Look over there, and you'll see how the Arizal differentiates between what takes place on the night of Pesach. On the night of Pesach, we were almost at the end. We almost hit rock bottom. We were 49 levels of Tumah, and Hashem knew that it's now or never. So Hashem beamed down upon us the light of Raiva Deraivan, these very great lights, all in one shot, Shaloi Kaseder. However, it was a temporary blast of light that lasted just for that night. The next morning, it disappeared. Whereas what happens on Shabbos and Shavuos, the Gemara says, Mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos, yoichel b'Shabbos. To the degree that a person prepared themselves during the 6 days of the week, doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and studying Torah, all the different things, that enables the person to participate in an aliyah that takes place, an elevation, where all the different worlds get elevated and all the people get elevated, and we get elevated to be able to connect with Raiva Deraivan, with this very high place, on a close level. Umachma shebepesach adayin loynizgala b'chinas Raiva Deraivan kemoi b'Shabbos u'Shavuos, and because of the fact that on the holiday of Pesach, the light of Raiva Deraivan was not revealed to the same degree as on Shabbos and Shavuos. On Shabbos and Shavuos, it's a more permanent light, whereas on Pesach, it was just a blast in and out. Alkein hechometz osur v'kanal. That's why we explained that chometz is forbidden during Pesach. Kitzrichen levaroi ulevatloi lagamri. The only thing we can do with chometz on Pesach is destroy it and eliminate it completely. Bekoyach heoras hamoichin, using the power of the light of that great moichin, shemeirim kulam behorat smoid, which is shining brightly. All of those different moichin that are shining on the night of Pesach, we can use that light to destroy the chometz, to get it out of our lives during the holiday of Pesach. Aval kol koyach hamoichin kulam, however, you should know that all of that light of those moichin that are shining on the night of Pesach, kulam nimshochem mebchinas Raiva Deraivan kanal. They all originate from upstairs, from Raiva Deraivan. Ki kol hahamtokos sheba'olam, because all different types of hamtokas hadinim that take place on every level, shekulam al yidei hamshochas eizem moyach v'chochmo, whereby the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that whenever you want to bring about a hamtokas hadinim, it requires a moyach, seichel, chochma. It requires some kind of machshava, chochma, seichel, kifi bechinas ha'odom v'hazman, based on the person and based on the timing, based on the different factors going on at the time. That's what determines what level seichel or chochma is needed to be mamtik whatever din the person is dealing with at that time, whether it's a physical illness, whether it's a lack of parnosa, whatever the situation is. Hakoil nimshach mebechinas meitzach harotzim. All of this chachma and all of this seichel and all of this stuff, all of it originates from meitzach harotzim, from Raiva Deraivan. V'alkein, and therefore, ikar koyach levayar hachometz usoer biyudalet benison, the main power, the main ability to wipe out the chometz and seor on the 14th of Nisan, on the night of Pesach, hu al yidei ha-he'oro, is through the light, shenimsheches behelem, which is sent down to us in a hidden manner, mibechinas meitzach harotzlein, from that top level. You follow? On the night of Pesach, we're receiving light from there, but because we're not ready, because we haven't made all the preparations, that light has to be covered, hidden very much, and it's only for a very short period of time. It's a boom, and then it's out. It's the boom that's needed to get us out of Mitzrayim, to get us out of the Tumah, into the arena of Kedusha, and then that light shuts down. And then we have to go through the 49 days of the Omer, trying to improve and purify ourselves, and gradually get back to connect with that light on Shavuos. ועיקר מצח הרצון יסגלה בשלימוס נפלא לעשית. This מצח הרצון that we said shines up, we connect to it on Shabbos at Mincha and on Shavuos, and we receive some light from there on the night of Pesach. But Rav Nosson Zal says, you want to know when we're going to really get the light of the Meitzach HaRotzayin in its full sense? That's only in the future, when Mashiach comes. That's when that light is going to be revealed in its full sense. Kishiyovoi Mashiach Tzidkenu, Shenem Arboi, when Mashiach will come, about whom the Pasuk says, V'ad Atik Yoimin Motor. And after a certain period of days, Mashiach will arrive. And that word Atik Yoimin is used. And Atik Yoimin is a term in the Sifrei Kabbalah that refers to Meitzach HaRotzon, Raiva Derivin, Keser, the highest level of light. So that's what Mashiach's coming is going to be all about. Ki Mashiach Yihye Kolul Mikol Hagimel Tzadikim Anal Shenestalku Baraiva Derivin. Because Mashiach is going to be a combination and a composite of all three tzaddikim that passed away Shabbos at Mincha. Shehem Yosef, Moshe, David. All three of those tzaddikim put together, rolled up in one, that's what Mashiach's going to be about. And I believe we mentioned in a previous year that those three tzaddikim, Yosef, Moshe, David, are begematria tefila. Yosef is 156, Moshe is 345, David is 14, together it's 515, 515, which is tefillah, which is Mashiach. Rabbeinu Zal told us in chapter 2 in Likut Imran that the main weapon of Mashiach, the main thing that's going to give Mashiach the ability to conquer all of his conquerings and win all of his victories is tefillah. Ruach Apeinu Mashiach Hashem. He was referred to as the nose, the Nukva de Pardaska, it's said there, which is the Koyach HaTefillah. Here we see that Shleimus HaTefillah, the highest Shleimus of Tefillah, is the combination of Yosef HaTzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzadik, and Dovid HaMelech, who represent the full spectrum, all 10 spheroids, everything. V'alkein, and therefore, B'geulas Mitzrayim, when the Jews were taken out of Egypt, She'adayin loy nizgala b'chinas Dovid, whereby the light of Dovid HaMelech had not yet made its appearance, Kiloi noila dadayin, because Dovid HaMelech had not yet been born, v'chol ha-geula ikra hoisai de Moshe v'Yosef, and therefore the entire Geulas Mitzrayim was through the power of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik, which, by the way, Moshe is 345, Yosef is 156. Together it's 501, which makes up the Rosh Tevois of the 10 plagues. Ditzach, Adash, Biachav, the first letters of the 10 plagues is 501. There's a whole beautiful piece from Reb Shimshon Ostropolyazal, one of the great, great tzaddikim who lived in the 1500s, who was murdered, Al Kiddush Hashem. One of the Rav Nosson Zal said about him that his mind is Boikei Arikiyim, that he had one of the deepest, deepest minds. Reb Shimshon Ostropolya, and unfortunately most of his writings we don't have. We have droplets, and those droplets are billions of watts of light. We have a pamphlet, Likutei Sheshanim, which is like 30, 40 pages, and each paragraph there is like a book, in a sense. So powerful, such powerful chidushim. Rav Nosson Zal references them in different places a little bit. So this Reb Shimshon Ostropolya wrote a letter to somebody. It seems that there were rabbis who contacted him about a statement that the Arizal makes about Erev Pesach and about the 10 plagues. And he writes back to this person saying that this question was asked to me before and I avoided answering it, but out of great respect to the one who it's coming from, I will reveal to him what was revealed to me at night during my... And he presents a whole incredible explanation of Yitzias Mitzrayim and everything. And he writes at the end of the letter that this letter should be published, and any person who will read this letter anytime during the year, and especially on Erev Pesach, it'll serve as a tremendous shmirah, protection for the person, you know. And this letter is printed in many of the Haggadahs, especially recently. Many of the Haggadahs, the Breslov Haggadahs, all have it up front, but even many other Haggadahs, this is something that the Welt has found out about a little, they've printed it. One of the things that he mentions there is that the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Boy, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Paroi and tell him that we ain't finished with him yet. We're going to really fix his wagon. And one of the things it says there, Es Asher Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim, how I made fun of Egypt, how I shook up the Egyptians. The word Asher, it's brought, is 501, which is Bigimatria, all 10 plagues, the Ditzach Hadash Biachav. And this is why that word appears in different places where it's talking about the plagues and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Es Asher Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim, Hashem mocked Egypt with these 10 plagues. And we see here now that the two superheroes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik, are Bigimatria, this 501, these 10 plagues. But again, as fantastic as it was, it wasn't game over, because there was still Golus, there was all the Tzoros afterwards. Why? Because the third ingredient, the third tzaddik, Dovr HaMelech, V'chol HaGeula Ikro Hoysaide Moshe V'Yosef, the whole Geula from Mitzrayim was brought about through the combination of Yosef HaTzadik and Moshe Rabbeinu. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says in the beginning of B'Shalach, V'yikach Moshe Es Atzmois Yosef Imoi. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't traveling light. He took a big cannon with him. His cannon, his battering ram, was going to be the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. Al kein, lo nizgala oz heoraz David. So the light of David HaMelech wasn't revealed at that time yet. V'al kein, lo yhoyameir adayin b'chinas metzach harotzoin koroi kanal. And that's why the Jewish people didn't receive the full effects of the Metzach HaRotzon. We got a blast of light, a quick blast of light, but we couldn't possibly yet get the full measure of the Metzach HaRotzon, because one of the main players was missing. Dovr HaMelech wasn't on the scene yet. V'al kein tzrichin levayer hachometz. That's why when it comes to Pesach, we can't convert the chometz. We can't kosher the chometz. We can't integrate it into the Kedusha. We have to destroy it. Shehu ois yois metzach. And we mentioned earlier that the word chometz is the letters metzach, referring to the lower metzach. We mentioned the Zohar Kodesh said that there were two metzachs, the metzach of Zeranpin, where there is still a lot of din. That's where those 24 courts are. So chometz is bigematria metzach, showing that it's related to there. It's still connected to the midas hadin. Shelo yizgabru hadinim shebemitzcha de zeranpin kanal. Sorry. So the reason why we have to destroy the chametz is because chametz is on that floor of zeranpin where the midas hadin is, and this is still a time when the midas hadin can harm us, just like at Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Gemara says that the sar shel yam spoke up and said, Hashem, why? Why should I open up for the Jews and close for the Egyptians? Why? It's not fair. They're idol worshippers and they're idol worshippers. That was an example of this Midas Hadin that was still active. And if we would keep chametz around, that would feed the din. That would strengthen the din. So our job on Pesach is get rid of it, burn it, destroy it, destroy the chametz, so that lower metzach will not be active in any negative way, in any harmful way. Upeshavuos, whereas on Shavuos, Oz Meir BeYoiser Bechinas David. That's when Dovr HaMelech is in the spotlight. That's when the light of Dovr HaMelech is shining brightest. Ki David Meis Ba'atzeres, because Dovr HaMelech passed away on Shavuos. His Yortzai, Moshe Rabbeinu Yosef HaTzadik passed away Shabbos at Mincha. Dovr HaMelech passed away Shabbos Mincha Shavuos, which is another thing added to it. V'alkein koirin oz rus. And that's why we have the custom to read Megillas Rus on Shavuos. We have it twice. We have it in the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, that those people that say Tikkun Leil Shavuos, at night we have it there, and then they read it officially in the shul before Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. Shemimeno Yotza David. Because what is Rus all about? Rus is the one from whom David HaMelech came from. Vehi Hoiso Gioris. She was a convert. Kimishom Iker Koyach HaGerim Kanal. Because as we learned earlier, it's from that Pidyon HaKoylel, from Raiva Deraivin, from the Metzach HaRotzoin, that's where we draw the light that's bright enough to be able to make converts. She'oilin mishmad l'rotzoin al yidei metzach harotzoin, whereby people are able to rise up from shmad, from being totally disconnected to Hashem, to rotzoin, to the closest possible connection to Hashem. How? Al yidei metzach harotzoin, through that light of metzach harotzoin. Shemeir beyoser, which shines brightest, al yidei shenichlolim kol hagimel hatzadikim elu, by these three tzadikim uniting and joining forces, which are Moshe, Yosef, David, these three tzadikim. It's brought, we're coming, this Shabbos is Shabbos Mavorchim, we're going to be benching Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is the holiday of Purim, when we take on our greatest adversary, Amalek. And we know that Amalek was an Enakel, was a grandson of Esav. So Amalek is really Esav. We find that when Yaakov Avinu was begging Hashem that Hashem should save him from Esav, Yaakov Avinu said, "Hatzileni no miad ochi miad Esav." Hashem, save me from my brother, from Esav. Ki yorei anoichi oisei, because I'm afraid of him. Chas v'shalom, who knows what he's going to do? It's brought that word miad mem yudalit is Moshe Yosef David. Here again, Yaakov Avinu knew that he needed a nuclear power to save him at that time. Esav was coming at him with 400 men, with his full power of Ra'ayin. Rabbein Ezra brings it, Ra'ayin is Begematria of 400. Esav was coming with his whole army. Yaakov Avinu was connecting, tapping into this koyach of Moshe Yosef David, Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav, mentioning, being marames to these three tzadikim, who represent Shleimus HaTfila, who represent the Meitzach HaRotzoin. That's the power that's needed to handle Esav, to destroy the bad part of Esav, and to be able to extract, if there's any good there, to be able to extract it. A person would say, what do you mean, good in Esav? Amalek, good? I thought the Torah said, Amalek, wipe out completely. Don't leave any trace. The Shabbat Kodesh says that we find, the Gemara says in Gittin, when it speaks about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says that there were different people that came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and they ended up converting. The Gemara tells the story of King Nero and Nebuzaradan, and then the Gemara mentions all kinds of cases like this, and then the Gemara says, Mi b'nei bonov shel homon lomdu toiro lebnei Yisrael b'bnei brak, that from the descendants of Homon came forth those who taught Torah, rabbis of Klal Yisrael. So we see that even in Homon, even in Amalek, there has to be some nitzut, some spark. We don't know it. We don't know where it is. So Hashem says we have to destroy. But Hashem sees to it that whatever drop of good that's there finds its way back to Klal Yisrael. That's why it's brought, the Shulchan Aruch, which says that in the Ketores, we mention 11 spices. 10 of them had a good smell. The 11th one, the Torah tells us, had a terrible odor to it. And yet the Ketores wasn't complete unless you included that also, the Chelbana. And the Gemara says, from here we learn out that any tefillah that does not include in it the tefillahs of the Rishoyim isn't a valid tefillah. You have to make sure to include, to have the Chelbana included. So the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh writes that Chelbana, that the Gemara says, where do we see Mordechai in the Torah? We see Mordechai in the Ketores. Mor Doror. One of the spices was Mor Doror, and the Targum says Mordechai. Mordechai. So the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says, and where do we see Haman in the Torah? The word Chelbana is Bigimatria Haman. To show that even in Haman Amalek, even in though there has to be, Hashem wouldn't create anything that's total bad, impossible. There has to be some nitzut, some drop. And here again, Hashem knows how to process it. Hashem and the greatest of tzaddikim know how to rescue that and integrate it into the Kiddusha. So here we say, So Rus was a Geyoris, and from her came Dovid HaMelech, and it's during Shavuos that the light of all three of these tzaddikim shines. She'ikar gemar ha'geula yeh al yidei b'chinas Dovid. And we know that the final geula is going to be brought about through Dovid HaMelech, b'chinas Moshiach ben Dovid. V'zehu Oyer La'Bosa, the night of the 14th. On the night of the 14th of Nisan, we check for chametz. Umuva bekol hasforim akdoshim, and Rabbi Nosson Zal says it's brought in all these sifrei chasidus, sifrei kabbalah, she'arbo osor, that the number 14, if you recall, we started two paragraphs ago, paragraph Yudzayin, quoting the Mishnah in Psochem, where it says, on the night of the 14th of Nisan, we check for chametz. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we find that all the Sforim tell us, She'arbo asor merames al b'chinas Dovid. The number 14 alludes to Dovid HaMelech, She'oile Yudalid, whose name is Bigematria 14. Ayin Shem, look in the Chassidish Sforim, She'erichu bazeh, who elaborate on this, on the significance of the light of the 14th, Oyer l'arbo asor, we were boidik for we get rid of the chametz. Avoloi biaru heitev ad heichon hadvorim magiim. But Rav Nosson Zal says those sforim didn't really clarify enough how far this really goes. Val pi darkenu, and based on the whole pshetel we prepared here, das lenovoin nokel. A person who understands can understand very easily the connection here. Ki ikar hakoyach levayer hachometz koydim pesach, because our main ability, our main power to destroy the chometz before Pesach, hu al yedei shenimshach behelim heoras David Moshiach, is through the fact that we receive a beam of light in a very hidden way from the light of David HaMelech, from Shavuos, from that super top place of Meitzach Harotz and Raiv Deraivin, we get a beam, a very thin beam of light coming to us like a rope. Like when they throw a person's drowning and they have a helicopter, they throw down a rope for him to grab onto to pull him up. Same thing here. Shavuos represents the top light, that Meitzach Harotz, the light of Dovid HaMelech, who completes the trio. It's from there that we receive a thin beam of light to give us the ability to get rid of the chametz on Erev Pesach. She'al yodoy nishlam ha'oras meitzach harotzim kanal. And as we saw before, it's through Dovid HaMelech that light of meitzach harotzim is completed. So that's why the first Mishnah in Pesachim begins with Oyer La'Bosa, the night of the 14th. The light of the 14th, that's what we use to search for chametz and to get rid of it. Because even though Dovid HaMelech isn't here yet fully, like on Shavuos, we still, it's from Shavuos that they throw us the rope to give us the ability to do what we need to do on Erev Pesach. This concept is brought several times in Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about a person that when a person wants to do something very big in Yiddishkeit, for example, the example he gives, a person wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. Person knows that Eretz Yisrael is the holiest place in the world, and Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Kutumran that a person can't really be a full Jew, which means climbing from level to level, keeping growing all the time without Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, but on the other hand, the Gemara tells us that Eretz Yisrael doesn't come easy, and there's obstacles. So the question is, how do you overcome the obstacles? To overcome the obstacles, you need Eretz Yisrael. You need power. You need spiritual power. And all the powers in Eretz Yisrael. So what do? So Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll tell you what you do. When a person has a real strong desire for a mitzvah, and he brings proof from the Arizal, other places, when a person really wants a mitzvah big, the mitzvah reaches out to the person. Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutz Laretz. Eretz Yisrael extends a hand to the person in Chutz Laretz. It throws him a rope to pull him in. And without that rope, Rav Nosson Zal says, the person would never be able to overcome the obstacles and everything. So the mitzvah that the person wants to get to sends out a beam of light reaching out to the person to help pull him in. And that's how he's zocheh to complete the mitzvah. And this is sort of a concept Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here. He proved to us perfectly clearly that on Pesach, we just got out of Egypt. We're still covered with mud. The Midas Hadin is still strong. When they got to Yamsuf, the Midas Hadin was screaming, burn the Jews, kill the Jews. Well, why kill Egypt? If we're killing Egyptians, let's kill Jews also. We're drowning the Egyptians, let's drown the Jews also. That's what the Sar Shel Yam said. So we see that the Koyach Hadin, with the power of Din was... So how do we... What gives us the ability even to burn the Chametz, to destroy the Chametz? Not forget about being misakin it. The answer is, for that, we have to receive a beam of light from Shavuos. Shavuos is the Shleimus HaKdusha. Shavuos is when Moshe, Yosef, and David get together. And on Pesach, we're still missing David HaMelech. So David HaMelech, even though he can't appear fully on Pesach, but he sends out a rope. And that rope, combined with the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik, is what gives us the ability to be machmia the chometz, to get as far as we possibly can in subduing the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, as much as we can on Pesach, to allow us to move forward, to go through the 49 days of the Yomer and climb to Shavuos, you know, when we'll complete the mission. And it's by receiving a little bit of that light of Dovra Melech of Shavuos, that's what enables us to draw upon ourselves that billion watts of light that Hashem beams down to us on the night of Pesach, on the night of the Seder. Which is what enables us to destroy the chametz on the 14th of Nisan, kad ismalya siara, when the moon is coming to its full growth, shehu bechinas David, which is David HaMelech. David HaMelech is 14. The 14th of the month is when the moon is almost complete, v'hovein heitev. And Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very well. He presented a very deep concept here and a very interesting concept and an explanation showing us exactly what's taking place on Pesach, why we can't do this, why we can do that, how this is accomplished, what holiness is available on Pesach, what holiness is not available, Dovra Melech is not available, and because of that, certain things can't happen until Shavuos. He showed an incredible limud here that could be applied to a lot of different things. Paragraph Yutes, V'zehu shehischil hasimen l'seder shel Pesach, kadesh v'siim benerza. Now you'll understand the procedure that we do at the night, on the night of Pesach, where we go through a seder, which begins with kiddush, kadesh, and the grand finale is nirza, the word nirza. What is nirza? We don't do anything. We don't eat anything or drink anything. Nirza means we acknowledge that Hashem has accepted everything we've done here with goodwill. Nirza is the word ratzon with the koilo, hey nevov. Kadesh zebechinas toikev hamoichin orabim hanemshochim bepesach. Kadesh means holiness. Kadesh means chochma seichel. We have the pasuk kadesh li kol bechor. Rabbeinu Zal brings this in Likutei Moharan. Bechor is the firstborn. Bechor is the first, which is Chochmah. And through the Zohar HaKodesh, the Arizal I'll show many times that Kodesh is an Indian of Chochmah. So Kadesh refers to the great Moichin that we receive on the night of Pesach. Shekulam Nikroim Kodesh Ki Yodua. All of the Moichin are referred to as Kodesh, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. The Acharkach, then we go through the other steps, Urchatz, Karpas, V'chol Hatikunim Hanoiroim, Sho'isim Alidei Kol HaSeder Shel Pesach, and all the great Tikunim that we do throughout that night of Pesach, V'Iker Tachlis HaKavono, and what's our main goal in everything we're doing on Pesach? Lizkois L'Shavuos, to get to the finish line, which is going to be on Shavuos. She'oz meir meitzach harotzoin b'shleimus. That's when the meitzach harotzoin really shines to its in its fullest. V'gam ato, and even now on Pesach, nimshach mishom hakoyach levayar hachometz. We draw from there, we draw from Shavuos, a beam of light that gives us the ability to destroy the chometz, ulekabel kol hamoichin dehagdoshim, and to be able to receive and benefit from the great moichin that are beamed down upon us on the night of the Seder. V'zehu shesiyim nirtza. And this is why the last step of the Seder is that we declare, we acknowledge, that Hashem has accepted everything we've done and received us with goodwill. Nirtza daika. Rav Nosson says, look at the word, nirtza, b'chinas ratzoin ho'elyoin. This means heavenly willingness, heavenly appeasement, heavenly desire. Shemezaka oisonu Moshe la lois l'sham. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gives us the privilege of being able to rise up to that location called nirtza, ratzoin. Umale hakoil mishmad l'rotzain, as Rabbeinu Zal showed in Likutei Moran, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who elevates everything from shmad 344 to rotzain 346. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe is 345. He's the one who makes that transition from shmad to rotzain. Sheze ikar geulas Mitzrayim, and that's what geulas Mitzrayim was all about. Mitzrayim is the antithesis of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutei Moran, Eretz Yisrael is the highest place, Mitzrayim is the lowest place. That's why they don't even get rain down there. So Mitzrayim is Shmad. Mitzrayim is Erev HaSa'aretz. The process of Pesach to Shavuos is coming out of Shmad and going all the way up to Shavuos, which is Ratzon. Ki kol ha-ge'ula mitchila v'atzoif. Because the entire Geula, from when it first started till its completion, hakoil mibechinas rotzon anal, it's all connected to that top level, that rotzon. Ad shenizke al yedei atikunim shel Pesach, until the Jew is zeicha by going through all the mitzvahs of Pesach, doing all the things we're supposed to do on Pesach, lalois l'shem b'shvuas b'shleimus. To climb all the way up there to Ratzon, to climb upstairs into Ratzon on Shavuos. She'oz mizgale meitzach haRatzon kemoi b'Shabbos b'Mincha. On Shavuos, Hashem opens up that meitzach haRatzon in its fullest sense, just like on Shabbos at Mincha. Nimtza, so we see therefore, she'klal kol haseder shel Pesach hu b'chinas nirtza. That the summary, the conclusion, the completion of the whole Seder night, what's it all about? It's about nirtza, b'chinas rotzon ho'elyon. It's about being able to draw and receive light from that rotzon ho'elyon. V'alkein nirtza b'gematria Moshe, and that's why the word nirtza is exactly b'gematria Moshe, ki hakoil al yedei Moshe. Because all of this can only be accomplished with the help of the tzaddik Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the bridge. He's the one who Hashem sent. Hashem could have said, if Hashem wanted the Jews to leave Egypt, Hashem could have just made an announcement. Okay, guys, it's over. Run, go. He didn't do it that way. He sent Moshe Rabbeinu. He sent the tzaddik to go there and to speak and negotiate and play all the different games that went on there. Why? Because that's the way Hashem does it. Hashem does it, the geula and the hamtoka sadinim and the transition from shmad to rotzayim is only through the tzaddik. And those who didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make it. 4/5 of the Jews stayed behind in Egypt. And then after that, all on every step of the way, those who stuck by Moshe Rabbeinu made it. Those who didn't, didn't. We gave the example of the Meraglim. When we're talking about the top people in Klal Yisrael, 10 failed, 2 made it. Why? Because of the kesher to the tzaddik. Paragraph Chof, V'chein muvon u'mevura b'divrei razal b'medrash, and Rav Nosson says we find that the medrash makes this clear to us, the concept that we just presented here, that the success of Pesach comes from Shavuos. That in order for us to achieve what we need to achieve on Pesach, we have to draw from the future. We have to draw from Shavuos, which isn't here yet. And yet Shavuos is able to send us a beam of light to help us accomplish what we need on Pesach. So the Medrash tells us that all the Geulos, the Geulas Mitzrayim, and the Geula from the Greeks, and from the Persians and everything, all of them, Nimshochem Meha'oras HaGeula HaAchroina, all of them draw their power and their light from the future Geula, from the final Geula, Shetia Al Yedei David Moshiach, which is going to come about through Dovid HaMelech and Moshiach. Ukemashikosu B'Medrash Rabbah, B'Parshas Vayeshev, Al Posuk Vayhi Bo'ei Sahi, Vayered Yehuda. The Medrash, this is in Medrash Rabbah, that speaks about the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik have just sold him into slavery. And Yosef HaTzadik goes down to Egypt. Where does he end up? In Egypt. And that's the beginning of all of Klal Yisrael going down to Egypt, right? Yaakov and all his sons are going to go down to Egypt. But the Torah interrupts for a moment, a short advertisement. And it sticks in a little piece there that seems a little bit odd. It says, Vayhi Bo'ei Sahi. And while all of this interesting stuff was going on, they sold Yosef HaTzadik, and the whole Jewish nation is getting ready to go down to Mitzrayim. Vayered Yehuda. Yehuda goes downstairs. Yehuda goes down somewhere, and he meets a lady, and he marries her. They have two kids, and they're both bums, and they both get killed, and then they have another two kid twins. So the Medrash says, Hahu Dechsiv. Magid Meireshis Achris. This is based on the famous pasuk that Hashem tells us in the beginning what's going to be at the end. He gives us a sneak preview of the end of the story. Ad Shaloi Hischil Hagolas Arishain, the Torah is showing us here that the first exile hasn't even begun yet. They aren't even in Egypt yet. Nivra Goyel Ho'achroin. And Hashem already is planting the seeds for the final Geula. He's laying the groundwork for Yehuda's going to marry her and Tamar and all the action that's going to lead to Dovid HaMelech and Moshiach. Hainu Kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says the Medrash is teaching us this concept. Ki ikar kol ha-geulois, because the real force behind all the geulois that the Jews experienced throughout our entire history, bekoyach Dovid, is through the power of Dovid HaMelech. Shehu Iker Bechinas Moshiach. He is the real concept of Moshiach. He's the one who gave us the Sefer Tehillim. He's the power behind Moshiach. V'chein Muvan Mavura B'Divrei Admor Zal Al Posuk Keitz Bo HaKeitz. And we find Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in a few places in Likutei Moran, especially in chapter 250, where he quotes a posuk which says Keitz Bo HaKeitz. The end. The end will come. And Rabbeinu Zal teaches us there this concept. She'ikar kol ha-ge'ulois v'ha-yeshuois nimshochim al yedei he'oro ha-nimsheches mi-keitzo achroin. That all of the ge'ulois and yeshuois that Klal Yisrael is going to experience while we're in it, throughout these 5,000 years and everything, all of it draws on that final ge'ula. Any time a Jew experiences any kind of success in any way, or the Jewish people achieve any kind of success, it's coming from that, it's a beam of light that's being shined upon us from that future light of Moshiach, from that future Geula. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Reish Nun, Hainu Kanal, as we explained here. On another level, when a Jew, each one of us, goes through Golus and Geula every week. Every week, we have the 6 days of the week, which are slavery, Golus, Sheishis Yomim, Ta'avoid. We are Avodim. Avodim Ayinu L'Parah Mitzrayim. 6 days a week, we're in Golus. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is Geula. Shabbos is redemption. What do we say every day during the 6 days of the week? Hayoim Yoim Rishoin, Bashabbos. Sheni Bashabbos. We remind ourselves about the Shabbos and we connect ourselves to the Shabbos because we know the only thing that's going to get us through the 6 days of the week is Shabbos. Thinking about Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos, and any hatzlacha we want in parnasa, in health, all the different things that we need during the 6 days of the week, the only place we're going to get it from is from Shabbos. The Zohar HaKadosh says, "Deminei mizborachim kol shita yoimin," that the whole bracha for the 6 days of the week comes from Shabbos. How do you get it? By being connected. By a Jew knowing, thinking. Just like the halacha says, one of the first questions they're going to ask a Jew when he gets in front of the heavenly court is, "Tzipisa li Yeshua." Did you pray for Mashiach every day? Was your mind on the Geula, on the final Geula, every single day? If yes, then you're a Jew, then you're a believing Jew. And if not, a major piece of your Yiddishkeit is missing. If you didn't have that Tzipisa li Yeshua, the same thing is every day during the 6 days of the week. If a person is Metzapa li Yeshua, he's waiting for Shabbos, and he's thinking about Shabbos, and he knows that in order to succeed during the 6 days of the week, he has to be plugged into Shabbos. He has to be able to draw some of that light, because the 6 days of the week are darkness. It's choil, it's choshech. How can I possibly have a Yeshua in the 6 days of the week? The answer is by drawing on Shabbos. Just like while we are in Golus, during these 6,000 years when we're in Golus, Golus is darkness. Golus is when the Sitra Achra is in charge. How can we possibly hope to have any kind of success in Golus? By connecting to that, by saying Essema, by showing our faith in Mashiach every day, so we're showing that we're plugged into that final Gula. It's not something in the future. Right now, I'm connected to Mashiach. Right now, every single day, I mention Mashiach, and I'm thinking about, in Shmon Esrei, we say, Estzemach Dovid Avdecho, Mehera Satzmiach, V'karno Yitonam Yishua Secha. We show that we're connected to Shabbos. We're connected to that final Gula in the future. If we can, mamash a paragraph that'll close this topic, sort of. Paragraph Chof Aleph, v'zeh b'chinas mashakosav leil, this ties in beautifully with what we learned before. She'ikar gulas Mitzrayim hoye b'koyach Shabbos. Remember we spoke about Shabbos HaGodol, that the main geula of Mitzrayim came out on Shabbos. It was on Shabbos, on the 10th of Nisan, that Hashem told the Jews, take the sheep, tie it to your bed, and that was when the action, that was when everything really started. That's how we explain why we call the Shabbos before Pesach Shabbos HaGodol in Ba'ois Tesvav, in paragraph Tesvav. Ki ikar ha-ge'ula al yidei b'chinas metzach ha-rotzoin shemeir b'Shabbos kanal. Because any time that the Jewish nation or an individual Jew is going to experience a ge'ula, a redemption, a Yeshua, it's coming from Shabbos. V'zeh shemuva b'sifrei kodesh, and this is why it's brought in Sforim, she'oisiois shniois shel se'oir heim oisius Shabbos. That if you take the word se'oir, se'oir means yeast. Like se'oir is the most powerful chametz. Se'oir is super sitra achra. What are the letters above se'oir? Let's do it one at a time. The letter after shin is tough. After Aleph is Beis, after Reish comes Shin. The letters on top of the word Se'or are the letters Shabbos. Vayidei zeh bitul ha-se'or shebe'isa. And it's Shabbos that gives us the power to wipe out the yeast, to wipe out the Yetzirah, who's called Se'or shebe'isa. Bechinas v'lo yeroa lecha Se'or. You ain't going to see any Se'or anymore. We're going to get rid of it totally. Ki ikar bitul chometz u-se'or, because the main power to eliminate chametz and soyer comes from Shabbos. She'oz mizgale raiva deraivin. That's when that great, great light of raiva deraivin is revealed. V'ho'ikar b'Shabbos b'mincha. And on Shabbos itself, what's the holiest time? Shabbos mincha. She'oz nistalku Moshe Yosef v'David. That's when these three tzaddikim had a major aliyah, major elevation. They passed away. They were nistalek. She'al yedehem kol ha-ge'ulois. And all of our ge'ulois come from those tzaddikim. Rak beprotius, hoysa ha-ge'ula harishayna ikra al-yedei b'chinas Yosef Moshe kanal. It's just that on a detail level, the first Gula, the Gula of Mitzrayim, was more Yosef and Moshe Rabbeinu. Yosef Atzang Moshe Rabbeinu. Rak shebechinas David u Moshiach, heir behelem.
David HaMelech and Mashiach were silent partners on that one. They were in the background. It's not like they weren't there. They were there, but they were in the background. They were very hidden. They couldn't yet be visible on the scene because David HaMelech wasn't born yet. And that's what made it possible to sweeten the din to get the Jews out of Egypt and everything. Whereas the final gula, the one that we're waiting for, is still very hidden and closed. Ad sheniska yidei Moshiach tzidkenu, until we'll be zoicha through Moshiach, sheyeh b'chinas David, who will be the aspect of David HaMelech, shehu Moshiach bi'atzmoi, who is Moshiach, v'yeh kolul mi'moshe ve'yosef, and he'll be a combination of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik, u'mikol ha'gimel ovois, and Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, u'mikol ha'tzadikim amitiyim, and all the tzadikim. Moshiach is going to be a composite of all the tzadikim rolled up into one. V'oz yikuyam, then will be fulfilled that pasuk, v'ad atik yoimin moto. He will arrive by atik yoimin. V'yizgale ha'oras metzach harotzin, b'ha'ora niflo, shelo yihoyu adayin boilam. And that's when the Metzach HaRotzon will shine like it never, ever shined before. Not even on Shabbos and Shavuos, even higher than that. And that's how we'll be redeemed, a permanent redemption, Geula Shlema She'enach Rehogolus, a Geula where they will never, ever, the Jews will never experience exile again. B'mheira b'yameinu. Amen.